Lance Armstrong is going to take the stage. He had to do it.
Since the Tour de France started 3 weeks ago, Lance Armstrong has pedaled well ahead of the pack, facing down rivals, rowdy fans, and steep mountain grades. If he wins the final stage on Sunday, Armstrong will score a major victory for himself and for his sponsor, Trek Bicycle.
We definitely feel that we're one step closer towards making history. We're certainly confident in Lance as an athlete and in the products that we put underneath him as well.
Zapata Espinoza is the brand manager for Trek Bicycle. At its manufacturing plant in Waterloo, hundreds of workers assemble, paint, and pack high-tech bicycle frames. This includes the Madone line, which is the same kind of bike Armstrong is riding in France. Espinoza says the company's business model doesn't revolve around Lance Armstrong. Rather, Lance Armstrong is the business model.
Our road bike sales have started to increase dramatically ever since this first tour win in 1999. He gave us a kind of significance for the road cycling market that we probably couldn't have done any other way.
Armstrong's performance has built up Trek's name, so much that an average high-end bike that used to run for $2,200 10 years ago now costs just shy of $5,000. And some specialty bikes even run up to $7,000.
Trek basing their marketing on Lance Armstrong makes perfect sense to the American consumer.
Philip Casanta is a professional cycling coach for Hypercats Racing based in San Francisco. He says biker buffs in the U.S. are likely to skimp on product research and instead rely on a success story in choosing their ride. In this case, Armstrong's winning streak while zipping through the Alps on a Trek. But Casanta says even if America's champion were to spin out in a ditch during the final stretch of the Tour de France, it wouldn't hurt Trek's fortunes.
It's built up to too much of something now because of the five previous years. So it doesn't take anything away from the performance of the bicycle. That's already been established. People are now watching him to see what new technologies are coming out to help him, but I don't think the end result is important anymore.
At least one avid cyclist agrees. Madison resident Sean Michael Dargan has several Trek bikes. He says while he considers Lance Armstrong a terrific athlete, there are other factors behind his decision to buy the brand.
The thing about Trek that really sells me is all of their high-end bikes are made right here in Wisconsin. I've also toured their factory, and it's a truly amazing enterprise.
Here you can see we're in our assembly section of this factory here, where you can see the frames coming down. There's some final graphics being applied.
Back at the Trek factory in Waterloo, Zapata Espinoza points out a row of bike frames. Each is adorned with stars, flames, pinstripes, and even a black and white cow pattern. From here, they'll be packed up and shipped out to dealers across the country. Espinoza says demand has gotten so strong for many high-end bikes, the Waterloo plant no longer makes any models that sell under the $800 price range. Espinoza says today it's easy to associate Lance Armstrong's success with Trek's place as one of the top bike makers in the world. But he says nobody knew that the sponsorship would go so far when they first approached the idea in 1997.
Trek wasn't new to the game of racing, but certainly at that level in the Tour de France we were. And whether or not Lance would make it or not, we didn't know, and nobody knew at that time. But we gambled on Lance Armstrong, and of course it's paid off in droves, absolutely.
And to that point, even before Armstrong crosses his sixth finish line, Trek plans on popping out 30,000 Madone bikes for retail this year, 9 times more than last year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.